The History of Nymphenburg Palace Park. The history of the palace and the park of Nymphenburg are inextricably linked, and cover a period of more than 300 years. From 1664, Electress Henriette Adelaide of Savoy had a summer palace built from plans by the Bologna architect Agostino Barelli, with a small ornamental garden on its west side. Henriette Adelaide's garden was completely swallowed up by the park that was created later on. In 1701, Max Emmanuel began extending his mother's palace, and also the gardens, which were planned and produced by Charles Carbonet, a pupil of Versailles creator André Le Nôtre. He was probably responsible for the canal which was laid out from 1701 in the existing break in the trees in order to divert water into the garden from the river Worm 2 kilometers away. The transformation of the palace and gardens into a famous Baroque complex at the hands of Dominique Girard and the Bavarian court architect Joseph Effner did not, however, properly begin until 1715. It was now that the Nymphenburg canal system was completed, and the garden was provided with a variety of water features, and the necessary pumping machinery, and refinements were made to the design of the parterre, the hedge gardens and the extensive wooded park. By the end of Max Emmanuel's reign, 1726, there was an axially symmetrical garden radiating out from the west side of the palace, which was dominated by the four sections of the large parterre, laid out with ornamental flower beds close to the palace. In the center where the paths intersected was the large pool with the flora fountain. The baskets on either side of the parterre contained a number of garden rooms equipped for the pastimes of the court society.